Long-serving Indian woman footballer Angangum Bala Devi shared a humorous incident related to her popularity, recounting that fans in Nepal asked her if she was the coach when she arrived in the Himalayan nation for the SAFF Women's Championship. Despite being the leading striker of the national team, the 34-year-old Devi scored her 50th international goal to become the first Indian woman footballer to do so in India's 52 win over Pakistan in a group match on Thursday. "When I arrived in Nepal, many people recognized me. Some even asked if I was coming as a coach. Some players from another team still wanted me on the field as a player," Devi told the IF.com. "I started playing for India back in 2005, and while the atmosphere within the team has changed over the years, the support and affection everyone shows me are overwhelming," said the player who is often known as the goal machine of Indian women's football team. "I feel proud to have continued playing for so many years and to still be loved by the fans. It's a great feeling to play in a foreign country and gain new experiences in the game." Her milestone was celebrated not only by Indian fans but also by local supporters at the Dasharath Stadium here, as the crowd honored her with a standing ovation after the match. Bala is not only known for her goals but also for creating history. In 2020, she became the first Indian woman footballer to sign a professional contract with a European club. She joined Rangers WFC, the women's team of the Scottish club Rangers FC, marking a significant milestone in Indian football. "I feel proud to score 50 goals for India. It was a very special moment for me," said the Manipuri player who had dedicated her 50th goal to her father. Talking about the milestone goal, she said, "Whatever strategy the coach and players decide for set pieces, we stick to it. Who takes the kick depends on the situation, whether it's from the right or left. At that moment, I felt I should take the kick, and Manisha came over and said, 'Dee, you take it.' I asked her to just touch the ball, and I went in for the shot. Manisha's pass was perfect, with spot-on accuracy, and the ball went in." Bala was returning to action after nearly a 10-month hiatus due to injury-related issues. She was last seen in action during the AFC Olympic Qualifiers Round 2 against Uzbekistan in November 2023. "I have been involved with football all my life, so I know how to keep my mentality strong when I'm injured. And I always try to push myself a little extra during training sessions, focusing on maintaining my fitness. A lot of people have supported me along the way, especially coach Santosh. After my injury, I didn't have the confidence to play, but he created a comfortable environment in Goa that helped me regain it." Bala said her time at Rangers taught her invaluable lessons in fitness and professionalism. "I had good experience in Europe. Indian women's football is growing and we can see now players are going abroad to play after me. AIFF has also been very supportive, and the women's department is putting in a lot of effort for us. If this level of support continues, we can achieve great things and go a long way." Asked how would she describe her career in one word, Bala said, "I call it she power because I work hard from morning till evening. I take care of myself and manage my household. It's all hard work. Nothing comes easy, with agency inputs.